No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Level 2, which is good news, but we've got some sort of level 3 related hangover questions to get into first. So we all do have a level 3 hangover. Let's start with this one from someone who says, my sister works in hospo and wasn't required for level 3 at the cafe she works at, but on a normal week she would have been paid for 4 days of work. She's only been paid a fraction of her normal hours. Her boss says that's because she wasn't needed in the cafe, so he paid her a retainer instead. Surely her boss should have got the wage subsidy.
So that's an interesting one. She needs to clarify what this retainer is. So yes, the employer here should have been able to apply for the wage subsidy. There was, a couple of things that to make sure that the company has to be eligible for it. So they have to show a 40% decline in revenue compared to, normal opening hours at the same time that year. I'm getting ahead of myself, but essentially saying they should have applied for the wage subsidy. They should have been eligible.
Mm-hmm.
He may be referring to the wage subsidy when he's talking about the retainer. You'll remember that the wage subsidy doesn't match your exact wage. There's a certain amount for part-time and full-time employees, and an employer is encouraged to top that up. So I would just clarify with the employer what is actually meant by retainer, because
right.
they may be referring to the wage subsidy, but absolutely should have applied for the wage subsidy. And a good employer should be topping you up as well to make sure that you reach your regular wage.
Or at the very least being upfront about what that is.
Up.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, we've got a question from someone who says, I'm a casual employee of 2 different bars, i.e. I only get paid for the hours I actually work at each. Over level 3, one of the bars kept paying me for the hours I would have been working, but the other bar didn't. Should that bar have paid me?
So here you have the difference between a good employer and a bad employer, to be honest. So casual employees are covered by the wage subsidy. So absolutely, yes. And the way that is calculated is your average hours. So the one bot has just taken that to mean I'm going to continue paying your usual hours.
Yeah.
And the other employer hasn't even communicated with you, it sounds like. And so I would definitely get in contact with them. They absolutely should have applied for the wage subsidy for their employees if they had that 40% decline in revenue, which I'm sure they did, because hospital places weren't really able to operate at all during level 3.
Mm.
So definitely get in contact with that employer. And the difference here is literally the difference between a good and a bad employer. Even if, I think the bare minimum we can expect from bosses in these situations is some communication,
mm-hmm.
clear communication around what's happening with it, because this is your livelihood, and that's the bare minimum.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you propose this person does? Should they go and talk? What sort of tools, I guess, are there for them, and how should they approach this with the bar that's not been paying them?
I would upfront ask if they applied for the wage subsidy. If they didn't, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Ask about why there wasn't communication. I know that obviously this person's a casual, so I get it. It's scary to do that.
Mm.
You also can look at businesses who applied for the wage subsidy, so that information is freely available. But some businesses are just literally not bothering to apply because they think, oh, it's paperwork. Bosses love to complain about paperwork. So I would want to ask that, even if they haven't applied for the wage subsidy, that's not really good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't they applied for the wage subsidy? I would really be asking those questions. And I think make it clear about the financial impact that's had, because employers need to know the consequences of these kinds of actions, because they do have, as we talked about, the huge financial impact this can have on working class people. So
totally.
Have that conversation. Obviously be polite. No need to go in there guns blazing. Yes, but feel empowered to do that, because it's well within your rights. And as I said, it really is the bare minimum. And you shouldn't feel scared to ask these kinds of questions, because you're entitled to know why you weren't paid during
Absolutely.
A very difficult situation.
Absolutely. All right. Our third and final question is from someone who says, "I work in an office. Sometimes we have to work late and we're trying to get the office to supply us with taxis home when we do stay late, for our safety, they've put in brackets. They say they will negotiate it with our union, but lots of us aren't union members, and anyway, we think it's a health and safety requirement more than a union issue. What do you reckon?
Well, you know, my opinion on this is that health and safety is a union issue. And that's always going to be my opinion. Every health and safety measure that has, you know, that workers have has been won collectively, and negotiated with unions. Unions are just a collective body of workers. All that means is that you get together and you have power in numbers. We find that unionized workplaces have much better health and safety measures because unionized workers have that ability to collectively bargain and you know, negotiate better health and safety in their workplaces. So, yes, it definitely is a union issue, and all the health and safety legislation has been won through union struggle, just to be honest. That's the history of it. I agree it's a health and safety requirement, but it is something that needs to be collectively won, because I don't think you can make an argument within current health and safety legislation, and that's why you, collective action and unionising is so powerful, because you can win things above and beyond the sort of bare minimum that the legislation would allow for. So I think that's a great idea. You know, the company should be providing taxi chits home late at night for your safety, but I don't believe you would win it outside of the union. And it actually sounds good that the company's willing to negotiate with the union, because a lot of the times that's not the case. So would encourage everyone who's not a union member to join, because there's more power in numbers, and it sounds like this one's a winnable one. But to be frank, you don't, health and safety issues, unions are at the forefront of every health and safety issue, and there's so much research to show that a unionized workplace is a safer and more healthy workplace. So yes, it is a union issue.
Solidarity forever.
Absolutely.
Hard out. I think those have been some great answers. Thank you very much, Justine. It's always awesome to have you on the show. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Kia ora. Sounds great.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland union representative Justine Sachs.
And I had my faded